My name is Georgie and I am a grateful recovering junk food and media addict. This is my story. At times I can identify with the lead character of the George Lucas film entitled THX 1138, as he emerged into the sunset, a survivor from a technological brave new world Orwell/Huxley type of society, not unlike our own. Billions of advertising, or to be more correct propaganda dollars are spent every year, to convince us that sucrose is the real thing, to ensure that citizens are kept in a constant state of cybernetic narcosis and the electrochemical bondage of perpetual consumption of the industrially synthesized fizz-biz drinks and fluffy white twinkle puff munchie cubes. Smile anorexic, while marching robot-like through eternal underground labyrinths of shopping complexes, with no beginning and no end. I am one. I've been there. Today, however, thanks to my 12-step programs, I am no longer alone. I have a choice. I can remember as a child sitting in my room suffering from insulin shock and not being able to identify the causes, realizing there was something dreadfully wrong with the feelings of confusion and utter chaos I felt after snacking. 40 hours per week of radiation from the tube had already conditioned me to be in denial that there was any connection between my body and mind. I did not realize it at the time, but I was receiving my first lessons, in my eventual awareness, of the correlation between media addiction and junk food addiction. Media is the root addiction of all of the other addictions. I was, some 15 years later, in early adulthood, already in the throes of chronic alcoholism. My attempts to articulate this feeling, in a personal periodical small press publication, yielded a kind of data gibberish, posturing as poetics. I was on the track of what sucrose was but could not put it into focus, let alone describe sucrose. Prolific reading did not help. In fact, the more self-help psychology and New Age metaphysical kitsch I referenced and mixed with my daily consumption of vast quantities of industrial synthetics, the greater my darkness became. 10 years later, I finally arrived to hell. I was diagnosed with terminal liver damage by my physician, who suggested that I take a vacation, because I would probably be dead in 3 to 6 months. In that state of alcoholic psychosis and intellectual pride, as a self-willed ethical nihilist, all of my anarcho-philosophical, pseudo-religious and quasi-scientific inquiries into the nature of this, the sum total of all of my thinking on sucrose, came to nada. Yet, bottle in hand, I was determined to figure sucrose out. Then my lights dimmed as I entered into a period of post-literacy, of alcoholic amnesia. Thanks to one of the old-timers in Alcoholics Anonymous, who passed on to me the keys to recovery, by suggesting that I get off the center of the universe, turn my problem over and stay away from the first drink. One day at a time, I came to believe in a power greater than myself, and the stories of recovery in Alcoholics Anonymous will suffice to describe the process of being reborn out of the darkness into the light of sobriety, so there is no need to further elaborate here. In recovery through the use of naturopathic medicine, macrobiotics, and a series of fasts, my liver condition and a long list of other symptoms disappeared within the first 5 years. But eventually I would return to the junk food, and in no time at all this would come back. By now it was becoming clear that sucrose could possibly be that white crystalline powder stuff freely displayed on every restaurant table. Even though I had read about my hypoglycemia in Adele Davis and other nutrition books, I still could not put two and two together. Today there is a new consciousness and we hear people freely admit I'm a sugar addict. There was a time when to claim addiction to this energy food was to incur the suggestion that there is need of mental health professionals. Not until I read the landmark book by William Duffy, Sugar Blues, did I really get to see what sucrose is all about. A milestone for free speech and free thought. I was finally able to identify this. I am a sucrose addict, I wrote in my journal. But coming to realize the full significance of that statement and out of denial took another 7 years of half measures and social eating. Some half dozen painful slips later, I realized that I was powerless. The revelation then came to try working the 12 steps. Intuition told me that if it worked with my alcoholism, it would work with this. In 1989 in Chisholm, Hawaii, after sharing with another junk food addict like myself, I repaired to request permission to use an adaptation of the 12 steps for Sucrose Addicts Anonymous from AA. Sometime later, the need to address other anti-nutrients like caffeine, industrial salt, refined flour, synthetic sweeteners, etc., lead to use of the acronym from the vernacular, Junk Food Anonymous. Despite the draws of advertising verbiage for sucrose, there is a dearth of terms to describe a person who addictively uses anti-nutrients. Perhaps the term nutritional anorexic may suffice. By miraculous grace, I was informed of the existence of Overeaters Anonymous. When, one night, I found myself binging on so-called health food, I called in to report that I was powerless over food. My OA contact encouraged me that I might also find other members to bond with who also shared my experiences with regards to the sucrose. I joined OA and put sucrose on my bottom line as trigger food, but was frustrated by the no reference to specific foods clause. I wanted to scream sucrose did this to me, especially on those occasions when some newcomer was drinking the stuff at a meeting. Nevertheless, it was in OA that I got everything I needed to stay clean for this last 10 years. Now, at times, I'm questioned as to the need for still another 12-step program. Surely, Some say there is already a sufficient plethora of them. I now belong to a dozen myself. I've never heard of anyone dying from an overdose of meetings. In reality, however, is there not just as much a need to specialize in this specific area, especially since the mediation and disinformation is so intense to grow, just as, to use another example, Cocaine Addicts Anonymous proceeded from Narcotics Anonymous. William Duffy has in his book, likened sucrose to cocaine addiction. In my experience, it is as cunning, baffling and powerful as my addiction to alcohol. In fact, alcohol, pop and cigarettes is loaded with sucrose. The book, The Hidden Addiction by Phelps and Norse, claims that sucrose is the root of almost all of the substance abuse addictions. I have witnessed a progression, from caffeine to pharmaceuticals, through the entire spectrum of anti-nutrient inclusive. I, however, maintain, as I have expressed above, that the root addiction is media. Nevertheless, they are inextricably entwined. The junk food for the mind includes the junk food for the body. One sells the other. It's a symbiotic relationship. Nevertheless, the symptomatic diseases attributable to sucrose, ranging from heart disease, diabetes and cancer, to tooth decay, chronic fatigue and candidiasis, is long and impressive enough, I think, to be given special attention. Although, as I have mentioned before, Overeaters Anonymous to date does the job by default. In any case, today we have a choice into that, and I remain your trusted servant in recovery.